As fans celebrate the first weeks of baseball season, there's a new reality show hoping to win over sports fans. Ball Boys is set in a sports memorabilia shop called Robbie's First Base. The cast includes the father and son who own the shop and two employees. On the show, the guys, what do you think they do? They talk about sports. And they get the occasional visit from legendary athletes like Pete Rose and football legend Jim Brown. Here's a clip from when Jim Brown came into the shop to verify his signature on a helmet.
Jim, the reason I brought you in today, I want you to tell me if this is, in fact, your signature.
All right. When you look at the Brown.
Okay.
And you look at the N. That N on Brown, only one person on this earth can write it that way. That's me.
I'm satisfied.
So you buy it.
All righty.
Somehow or another, we managed to get the whole cast on the program today. Ball Boys are father and son owners Robbie Davis Sr. and Robbie Davis Jr. Robbie Davis Sr. is here with me in our Washington, D.C. studio, along with Robbie, Shaggy, Ryer.
You got it.
And in Towson, Maryland, Robbie Davis Jr. and Lewis Sweet Lou Brown. Do I have it all?
There you go.
The third.
I got it straight.
The third.
Sweet Lou Brown. I'm already behind the eight ball. So three Robbies.
Yeah, and that's why Robbie Ryer is Shaggy, so not to confuse the audience, because there would be three Robbies.
So how did this all start? So
call me Senior.
Senior. I'll call you Senior.
Two years ago, we got a phone call out of the blue from Left Field Pictures, who has the leading show, reality show called Pawn Stars. Everybody knows that. They called us.
Just to clarify, pawn as in P-A-W-N. I just want to be clear about what kind of program
my enunciation,
we're talking about.
Pawn Stars.
Okay.
And they said they wanted to do a reality show similar to theirs, only with sports memorabilia. Would we be interested? And, of course, we said yes. I mean, who wouldn't want to be on a television show? And we move forward a year later. We get a phone call from them, and they said, Junior, are you guys sitting down? And said, yeah. Said, ABC is going to do the show. And, of course, we were elated. I mean, and we can't thank ABC enough. And they said, we're going to do the show. ABC is going to come in. They came in early August, and they shot 12 shows with us to make a whole season one of Ball Boys.
Oh. Well, I think you can thank them by getting some ratings. So I think, you know, I think that'll do.
We're working on it.
All right, Mr. Davis Jr., how did the whole sports memorabilia thing get started?
Well, I mean, my dad and I have been collecting cards over the years since I was a kid. You know, I've been doing the baseball card thing, as most kids did my age. And as the years went by, we always had close relationships with athletes. My dad was in the card business. A lot of ballplayers did the advertising for him, namely Eddie Murray, Brooks Robinson, and Fred Lynn. And I was always around those guys at an early age, even to the point where I always had autographs for those guys then, but never really appreciated what I had because they were just my dad's friends. They were people that were just around all the time. As the years went by, the baseball card industry changed. When we first opened up our business in 1989, it was pretty much strictly baseball cards. That's how we met Shaggy and Sweet Lou, actually. They came in as customers collecting baseball cards before they were employees. And as the years went by, when the baseball cards kind of went by the wayside, the autograph memorabilia, things that we had actually had, you know, from years past, started to be in what people were interested in. So it was natural. You know, we had the avenues to be able to get the sports memorabilia because we knew the athletes, and now it was something that people really wanted. Back before, you know, people would get autographs of people, but it wasn't really a big deal. You know, a kid in the 60s or 70s would get an autographed football of his favorite player and then go out in the backyard and play with it. Same thing with baseball. They get autographs of these guys, and they go in the yard and play with it like kids do. And probably, I'd say sometime in the mid-90s is when it really became a business where people were going after these autographs, you know, saving them or trying to resell them, whatever it was. But it was something that people looked at as an investment more so than just something just to have.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm talking with the cast of the new ABC reality show Ball Boys. Shaggy, Mr. Davis Jr. said that you guys were customers. You and Sweet Lou were customers. You kind of hung out there, right?
Yeah. We definitely did. I mean,
what do you like about it?
You talk sports to your best friends all day. I mean, that's a pretty awesome job.
You pay these guys for that?
Well, you know,
very little.
Yeah, not
very
much. Little. But you know what's really, really cool about it, and as he was alluding to, I've known them since they were 8 or 9 years old. They've been coming in and collecting cards.
You know me since I was six. I was a little kid. There was a grocery store behind the store back then, and my mom would go grocery shopping, and I'd come in the store and buy packs of cards and whatnot. I was like kindergarten.
And now he's in his 20s, and what's really, really cool is that we do argue about things, sports things, all the time in the show, and we really do it in the store.
No, I'm shocked by this.
And the reason I do it is because when kids grow up, they go away from home, and that you don't have them anymore. Well, I get to be with these kids, and I'm telling them right now, I love being with them, and I get to be with them every day. And I don't know what young people talk about, but as soon as something happens with a ball player that they know, one of the young guys, and he does something good, because on ESPN, you see it all the time, they do something good, and they'll say how great he was, I'll get the banter going because I'll interject Willie Mays or Michael Jordan or somebody that is going to be opposite to them. And that just excites me, and that's where we get the banter from, and we do it all the time.
You do it all the time.
Because I tell them my athletes are better.
Sweet Lou, I got to get you in there. So what do you like about it?
Everything. I mean, I was going in there when I was real little, and I remember a time I didn't have enough money, and I wanted a Barry Bonds baseball. So my mom didn't have the money to give it to me. So we go in the store, and I was talking to Senior, and I was talking to Robbie Jr. And Robbie Sr. says, you know what? Just take it. When you get money, come back and pay me however long it takes. It didn't matter to him. He just wanted me to have it because he knew how special it was. So I think it was maybe like a couple days later, my mom was like, well, I'm going to go to the store and pay for it. She wouldn't take me again because then I was going to try to buy another baseball because I would spend all my money. I'd work in my mom's basement just to go buy like a Marcus Allen mini helmet of the Raiders. I did anything just to get memorabilia. But
what's the Mr. Davis Sr., what's the most, I don't know, exciting thing that's come into the store?
It's Babe Ruth, because everybody knows who Babe Ruth is. He's an icon. So whenever I get anything autographed by Babe Ruth, and years back I got a baseball autographed by Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig, someone had it and wanted to sell it, and I knew someone in Los Angeles who was looking for that kind of baseball, and I put them together. And that's the cool thing about what we do and the internet, because you can do those kind of things. You can make a deal from Washington to Los Angeles, and that's what I did. And that was really kind of cool, because you touch a moment in history when you touch something signed by those two guys.
Mr. Davis, Jr., I wanted to ask you, what is it you think people are interested in watching this? Because it's not like, forgive me, guys, you know I love y'all, but it's not like there's a dearth of sports talk out there. You know, there's radio, what? There's ESPN, it's all the time. What is it you think people are interested in with this?
I think why people are interested is because it's something you could legitimately have. You know, somebody could legitimately have an autographed baseball or football or, you know, just be sitting in their basement under their bed, whatever it is, and wonder what in the world it's worth and how to sell it. So to have a TV show where you can kind of get an idea of what you have and how special it is and how valuable it might be, it's totally interesting.
Shaggy, I was asking you this question too, because, you know, a lot of people think that young guys like yourself are the ones that advertisers are trying to reach, because they don't really watch TV. They don't really care about scripted programs. Well, I mean, they'll maybe watch sports. They'll listen to music on their mobile devices and whatever.
That's true.
So do you think? You think guys your age would want to watch this, and why?
Absolutely, because you get the knowledge of the memorabilia, prices and stuff. You also get the history of the players, and you really get that family and friends feel of your buddies just chilling and arguing sports. And that's not, you know, when you have these roundtable discussions on ESPN and stuff like that, that's fantastic, and that's a formula that's worked for forever. But this is totally different because it's just completely just laid back exactly as you are. There's no suit and tie. You're not coming into the studio at a certain time.
You all are pretty well dressed. You're looking kind of I assume you dressed up for me. Sweet Lou, let me ask you this question here, because you're in Baltimore, so you can't grab me. So has anybody ever gotten Mr. Davis Sr.? Has anybody ever shut him down? Because it seems to me that he kind of has an answer for everything. And so,
honestly, I'm not even lying, I have never seen it. I have never seen it. I even tried to get him down because I know what he does, and it still won't work.
He's correct. I was wrong once.
but you forget when it was.
When? None of us can remember.
Okay. Was I alive?
All right.
You were alive.
Okay. Well, it's good to see you all here. I'm surprised I was actually able to peel you away from the store for long enough to get you all in one room, even though you're actually in two different studios. And that's because, Mr. Davis Sr.,
we have to run a business. Right. I mean,
that's for real. This is not made up. This is not, for the camera. Yeah, this is a real
We
shop.
Honestly do run a business. Yeah. If you come there, the way you see us now is exactly how we are at the store. I mean, I can't see people not liking us because we're real. The image we project on camera is exactly how we are.
Robbie Davis Sr., Robbie Davis Jr., Robbie Shaggy Ryer, and Louis Sweet Lou Brown III are stars of the new ABC show Ball Boys.
We are the Ball Boys.
Junior and Lou joined us from member station WTMD in Towson, Maryland. Senior and Shaggy were kind enough to join us in our Washington, D.C. studios. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.